some people outgrow their allergies, while others get worse. Growing up, Dr. Sulagna Mishra's mother, Dr. Sabita Mishra, was an allergist in New York and founded one of the first peanut allergy support groups in their community in the late 1990s. As a child, Sulagna Mishra was tested for allergies and found to be severely allergic to cats, grass, and other allergens. She was called the dairy baby because she wouldn't eat a meal without milk or plain yogurt. My biggest fear was developing a dairy allergy, and after my mother passed, many years later, I did, she told the Epoch Times. It worsened to the point where I had to carry an EpiPen due to throat-closing reactions. I even became vegan and only ate home-cooked meals to avoid any trace of dairy. Allergies are an exaggerated immune response to typically harmless substances in the environment, she added. Her story raises the question many allergy sufferers ask: can allergies be outgrown, or do some persist or worsen over time? Common allergy causes. While any food can trigger an allergy, common culprits include eggs, wheat, peanuts, milk, and nuts. They can cause inflammation that affects various parts of the body, including the following: skin, gastrointestinal tract, respiratory system, cardiovascular system. It should be noted that anaphylaxis is a life-threatening allergic reaction that can compromise breathing and requires immediate medical attention by a physician. Do allergies resolve? A 2022 study published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology followed over 5,000 children aged 1 to 6. The researchers found that up to one-third of peanut allergies and most egg allergies naturally resolved by age 6. However, infants with multiple allergies, food sensitivities, or early-onset eczema were less likely to develop tolerance to either eggs or peanuts. Similarly, a 2023 study in Clinical and Experimental Pediatrics found that allergies to milk, eggs, and wheat are more likely to be outgrown, while allergies to seafood, peanuts, and tree nuts tend to persist. Certain individuals are more prone to allergies due to genetic and environmental factors, said Jody Duval, an Australia-based naturopathic physician with over 15 years of experience and founder of Revital Health. A family history of allergies, asthma, or eczema increases susceptibility. Early life factors, such as antibiotic use, exposure to environmental pollutants, and overly sterile living conditions, can disrupt the development of immune tolerance, making individuals more likely to develop allergies later in life. Amy Reed, registered dietitian, board specialist in pediatric nutrition, and spokesperson for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, told the Epoch Times that while many children can outgrow a food allergy, adults diagnosed with food allergies are more likely to have them for life. Food allergies in adults seem to be more systemic than in children. Adults may have increased severity of reactions because they are more likely to drink alcohol or take medications such as anti-inflammatory drugs, antacids, and beta blockers, which can influence the management and severity of allergic reactions. Hormonal fluctuations such as menopause and menstruation can also play a role in manifestations and the development of allergic reactions. Treatment and prevention of allergies. Eliminating the offending allergen is one effective therapy for treating an allergy. Duval explained to the Epoch Times that this process involves the immune system becoming less reactive over time. By removing allergens from the diet for 3 to 4 months, roughly the lifespan of red blood cells, the immune system can reset, potentially reducing intolerances. This break allows the immune system to decrease its hyperreactivity, often making reintroducing the allergen more successful, she said. Elimination diets can help identify trigger foods, but they are challenging and should be conducted under supervision, said Sulagna Mishra. Incorporating activities such as outdoor play, contact with pets, and consuming organic foods can further enhance immune development, Duval said. If an infant or child is diagnosed with one or more food allergies, parents can request a meeting with a registered dietitian trained in food allergies to learn about label reading and how to provide a variety of foods that accommodate the child's allergies. Alternatively, patients can consult a physician to receive allergy shots or immunotherapy, which can desensitize the immune system, reducing hypersensitivity and potentially eliminating the allergy altogether. Another approach to food allergies is to strengthen the overall immune system through strategies such as maintaining a healthy gut microbiome, eating a nutritious diet, and minimizing unnecessary antibiotic use, Duval said. Research shows that the composition of the gut microbiome plays a significant role in the development of food allergies. Certain probiotic bacterial strains, such as Bacteroides fragilis and Bifidobacterium longum, are particularly beneficial as they help stimulate the production of white blood cells. When these bacteria digest fiber, they produce short-chain fatty acids, further enhancing immune cell function. Strengthening the gut microbiome with probiotics, prebiotics, and a fiber-rich diet, along with fostering a less sterile environment, can promote natural immune learning and tolerance development, said Duval. No longer dairy allergic. When my dog was dying, I bought cheese to coax her to eat. After giving her some, I accidentally grabbed the real cheese instead of my vegan option, shared Sulagna Mishra. After taking a bite, I realized my mistake and braced for a reaction, but nothing happened. Encouraged, I tried another small bite, and again, nothing. Slowly, I reintroduced dairy into my diet and can now enjoy everything from eggplant parmesan to ice cream without issue, she said. I'm no longer dairy allergic.